like about what you saw out there on Friday from the first team offense?
Well, I like the tempo that we played with to start. I like the fact that on the very first play of the game, we threw the ball to our running back, and we had five linemen there to pick him up off the ground. So I like the attitude that we played with. We tried to play as a team. They got in and out of the huddle. I know it sounds like a little thing, and we expect it, but I thought they did it with pretty good tempo. We'll get better at it. I thought the guys played fast and were aggressive, and the most important thing is we scored.
How was the blocking overall, pass protection and run blocking throughout?
I thought our pass protection was better than our run blocking. I thought we got edged a little bit in run blocking. I expect it to be better.
Jawan James individually, how did he do on the tackle side?
I thought he got better every play. Yeah, I expect him to be a very good player.
Bill, you kept Satelli and Thomas and Jawan out there for an extended period, or longer than the other two, just to get them some playing time, some snaps. What was the thinking there?
I believe Brandon Albert was the first one to come out for good up front, and Darren College came out, but I believe he went back in after. So, Samson Satelli had been here 4 days. First of all, I thought it was impressive that he was able mentally to do what he did being here 4 days. We just thought those guys needed to play, they're going to be better because they played the amount they did, and I expect that group is going to make improvements very fast.
Bill, you were on the field Friday, and Zach Taylor was in the box. Have you made a firm decision yet, or are you still filling that part of it out?
I have not made a final decision yet.
What will factor in that decision, whether you're coaching the field or in the box?
There'll be decisions based on our staff and how I think the communication works between upstairs and downstairs, based on our players. I felt like I needed to be the first game on the field to see our players as they came off the field, to look in their eyes, to see what the leadership looked like on the sideline, to see what their poise was on the sideline. I got a lot of questions answered Friday night. I was happy with a lot of what I saw, but we're not quite done making the decision yet.
Is that final call up to you? I mean, you can decide that where you want to go?
Yeah, Coach Philbin's will certainly help me make it. But.
Bill, did anybody make any moves at any positions, running back, tight end, offensive line?
I'd say there was movement, but nothing that I would announce as an official roster change. But I think that we've got some competition. I'm excited for it, and that's going to make us better.
Are you happy with the way Ryan's progressing in the offense?
I thought he had 10 good plays. I thought he showed command. I thought he was very decisive on the field. The ball came out of his hand on time with all of them. He has really got a good grasp of what we're doing. What's my job right now is to push him. I've got to make it very hard for him out here on the practice field. I heard a rumor that some people reported that we've made it hard for him on the field. That's on purpose. That's how you build a quarterback, and he's coming.
Could you talk about what you've done to tweak his footwork this year?
We just taught him how we want it to be. We explained it to him. We gave him some drills on how to get it, and he worked his butt off. He's working his butt off to get it right.
Is it still a work in progress?
Absolutely. No. There is no I got it. Never.
You said leadership and poise. What did you see?
Well, from the sideline, when I see the huddle respond and break the huddle the way they did, then I know the quarterback's doing his job. So I'm not in there with him. I don't have a mic in there. But from the way the team responded to him, he was getting the job done.
Bill, has there been any effect, negative or positive, of Mike Wallace, Brian Hartline, Charles Clay, and Noshon missing, a good part of last week?
As a coach, you have to focus on the guys that are here getting better. I want all of our guys out here because you only get better on the practice field. I thought we got better today.
And, Bill, could you explain why he needed, he being Tannehill, needed to change things up to do it different this year as far as does it improve accuracy, or what's the purpose of it?
Well, there are just certain fundamentals, like with any position, that we feel are the best way to do it, and that's the way we're leading them. And no one's perfect. PGA golfers have golf swing coaches, right? I mean, they're making money, and they're not done yet. So it's just a matter of coaching. We're coaches. We have a great love for what we do, for the fundamentals of the game, and for trying to make guys the best that they can be. And that's what we're doing with Ryan. And for his part, all the quarterbacks here, they're really buying in, and they're working hard.
Bill, from an offensive standpoint, the new rule where defenders can't put their hands on the receiver 5 yards down the field, has that helped the receivers in any way? I mean, it seems like defenders are having a tough time getting used to it right now. Has it helped the receivers in any way?
Best I can tell, there is no new rule. I believe we were told that the rule would be enforced.